Endeavor, this is Houston. How do you read?
Hello, Houston Endeavor, reading you loud and clear.
Same here. How goes it up there?
Fine, Carl, and I got a couple of comments on Joukowsky in addition to what I said last rev.
Go ahead, we're ready to copy.
Okay, discussing the flow in Crater Waterman south of Joukowsky, I guess what I said before still applies. The what looks like on a map as a channel between Waterman and Joukowsky is in fact too high for anything to flow between the two. There's definitely some elevation there. However, looking at it this time, it's pretty plain that that channel or gully or whatever you call the breach in Joukowsky's wall there between Waterman and Joukowsky is caused by a Graben-like fault system. There are two faults that run through there, and they run almost north and south, right towards the central peaks, diverging. The one on the west side is angled slightly to the northwest, but the other one goes almost directly north. And the source of the lava flow in Waterman appears to be high in the wall of Waterman. On the north edge, right where the fault zone crosses the rim of Waterman.
Roger, Al, we copy.
Okay, now there are a couple of other small craters around Joukowsky, particularly one on the north side, on the north east corner. The first large crater that you see there has a very distinctive lava flow, or some kind of flow, down in the crater. And that flow also originates up in the corner, or up in the high towards the rim of that particular crater, where there's some contact between the Joukowsky rim and the rim of that small crater.
Roger.
Now again, I saw no evidence of any kind of a rock slide to the south of Joukowsky, but the one on the west there is, every time I go over it, it certainly confirms my opinion that that's a rock slide. The lineaments, the way the thing ended, the lobate toes on it and everything. Now it's interesting that the rim of Joukowsky on the west side there different from across that fault zone is quite different from it is around the rest of the crater, maybe suggesting that that's the source of the flow. The rim seems to be not as sharply defined. It's lower and appears to be out from the edge of the basin more than the rest of the boundary or the rest of the ejected pattern around Joukowsky. And there where that very steep, almost smooth scarp is on the west of Joukowsky seems to be the point at which it starts.
Al Vance here. Do you have any comments on the rim on the northwest side where you it appears the rim might have slipped? Or where you have a fault which shows a displacement?
Oh yeah, it's very definitely a couple of fault zones through there, and you can see the displacement quite clearly from the air. The fault zone between Waterman and Joukowsky is a lot more subtle, but I'm quite sure that that's what's going on there. But the one on the west side is very clear. That's true.
Al, we'd like to have high gain auto.
And Vance, another comment about that. You've got high gain auto, by the way. Another comment about that, where that fault zone appears on the west side, there's much less mass wasting into the inner basin of Tsiolkovsky than there is around the rest of the crater. Most of that mass wasting seems to have taken place outside the crater.
That's an interesting observation. Well, Vance and I called up your apartment a little while ago. Your folks are there. And I guess, as you know, they've got a squawk box listening in on our loop with great interest. Except when you go behind the moon, then they watch the other show that's taking place on the surface. And they said to say hello. And they sound like you're having a good time up there.
Very good, very good. Hello, folks.